at it, you know, going, not that part, but the rest of it, that whole left side, we have to fill that out about 25 feet to build. So that's where parking is generated. In no shape, way, or form will we ever be doing any blasting in the neighborhood. We will be rock breaking when we have to rock break, and it will be on the north side of the road, should be all that we have to rock break other than a few sewer connections. As far as the snow removal on their main roads and the hill coming down our road, which meets the county's requirements of width and of egress, it's under the 15%. I did not build the road, but it is there. I wouldn't call it steep compared to some other places I've been. But it doesn't matter if it's a 1% slope and ice. It's the same problem. You slide down the hill. I live down BB Highway, and I don't know how many times I've plowed it going up the hill because the city turns around and says, no, I'm not doing it. So we have a plow truck, and we run up there all the time, and we've plowed it, but that's not here or there. The other thing that they bring up is compatibility. I don't think we're here about compatibility. I think that the board brought, I think that the reason we're here was two other reasons. Am I wrong?
Yes.
Well, that may be
What was listed?
The planning commission based its decision to deny this project. There's been numerous other projects.
I know.
Due to added density and road access to the subdivision.
Okay, so it didn't mention compatibility, and I just wanted to make that kind of clear. Our roads are all 20 foot wide. As you saw going down the hill, some of it's overgrown with grass on the edges of it. We've been the only one to clean up the subdivision. We've numerous times had to haul trash out of there. People keep going down there and just dumping it in the cul-de-sacs. So we keep continually take care of that. There was a report of most vehicles being 8'6" wide. Most of the vehicles out there are a little less than 7 foot. There are vehicles like UPS trucks, they do run 8'6". And several people have referred to us needing to get approval for single family. The project is already approved for single family, so the traffic count that we used, which was done by an engineer, is for 181 cars to already utilize those roads. There's no further approval. We can start building tomorrow. As far as, you know, what we're asking is it ups the park, the count by an engineer by 41 or 40, by their count. And that's what we're asking for. I have nothing further unless you have questions.
Do you guys have questions?
Okay.
Okay.
Hold.
No, I'm sorry. Go ahead. Yeah.
My name's John Giovanetti, and I live at 310 South Fork. And the question was about compatibility. And I was at that meeting, and this gentleman right here stood up and said, well, why are you denying the permit? And the man that was sitting there said it was a compatibility.
That may have been the nightly rental.
But the motion was made for density and...
But it was said...
But the motion was made. They have to have a reason when they make the motion, and that's what came up.
Okay, then I'm going to mention one more thing, and then I'm done. I know you guys are going to be here all night. He was talking about the trash that was thrown down there by other people. Well, the two gentlemen that are sitting behind me were down there, and there were a couple of grills that somebody, I don't know who it was, had dumped. And I do notice that they had a truck, but they never picked it up. It's still sitting there. Thank you.
Okay. Real quick. Yeah.
When he was talking about the slope, they're more...
The problem is, it's just like a roller coaster. You got to land somewhere. The distance is only 217 feet. That's the problem, is there's no landing. As far as what Carl was saying... This house that they're building, there's no backyard or front yard because everybody can be playing because it's pretty steep. Like they say, it's one to two. I did all the percentage it's anywhere from 29% to 30% slope in the backside. There's no backyard. Basically, there's going to be all front yard and street plane.
Okay.
So that's
what Carl was saying.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Any more public comments?
I just have one quick comment about the trash. The reason they didn't pick it up is there's a bag of trash there with names and phone numbers, and we are prosecuting them, trying to get the police there to take care of the problem.
Okay. All
right. That was our decision to do because they
but that's irrelevant.
I know. It's your problem. It was brought up, and I wanted them to all know.
Okay. Thank you.
After our last meeting here, it was about 8:15, between 8:15 and 9:15, I was in my bedroom getting dressed. I looked out the window, straight down that hill. There were two guys down there, measuring, doing stuff at the bottom of the hill with a truck. But then a little while later, they pulled up in the street in front of me, parked their trucks side by side. Could be measuring the street, seeing how traffic would go, but they didn't go. They went between the mailboxes. Not even with the mailboxes. And this was their work trucks. Okay? That's all I have to say.
State your name.
My name is Lorena Hicks. I live at 445 South 4th Street at the very tip top of that hill with two driveways.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Real quick.
Scott Burley, 241 Trinity. My only question is, he said that he'd have to fill in that lower side 25 feet. How many dump truck loads is that going to be up our street?
Okay. Any other comments?
Sorry, just real brief. That word compatibility, when I pointed out nothing but single family dwellings everywhere, and in the last meeting we had, everybody in this room here, the gentleman that was head of the board said, and this gentleman asked, why are we being denied? And he said, compatibility. It's because there's nothing but single family dwellings there, and he wants to put duplexes there now.
That was a different application, though. That was a different application.
I think that was on the nightly rental.
It's the same, still the same scenario.
But a different application.
Yeah.
Same scenario. Exactly the same. We're all single family dwellings and he wants to put duplexes in the middle of us.
Okay.
I'm closed public here.
I think we're to the point where we're going to have to close this or we'll be here all night. So I think everybody's had an opportunity. Anybody that hasn't spoke that,
Awesome. Maybe we have the same task as last time to determine whether the previous board has made an error. I think personally that the two issues that were cited, the traffic and the density, while it doesn't double, there is still an increase in traffic. It's